Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like GEICO is more than just a company that can save you money. GEICO also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Go!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm. Right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Magnificent Wednesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear. Welcome to LOTO Radio, The Zone. Always bring you real artists and, more importantly, real music back to their waves on a fantastic 2017. I've missed everyone so much, and it's definitely a beautiful thing to be back on there. And speaking of beautiful, on the eighth day, yes, Lord, God said, let there be noise. An incredible singer, songwriter, 5-song, brand new EP, Noise Complaint, from the incredible, yes, Lord, Matty Noise. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear in the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the incredible Matty Noise, my queen.
Hi, how are you? It's good to talk to you. I love your voice. It's very beautiful.
Well, thank you, my queen. How are you doing?
I'm doing lovely today. It's a beautiful day out here, so.
Absolutely. First and foremost, congratulations on a wonderful new EP. You did a wonderful job. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. I'm very glad you like it.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? The funny thing is, The song has been getting so much airplay, so along with the video, in my mind. But the song that I really just really kind of just felt, or really was kind of grasped, or really just vibing with, really on a really on a very serious level, was Take One to Love One.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what? You and I, we're very similar in that way. I think a lot of artists, you know, their single kind of has to be the one that's more pop relatable and the one that the label's really pushing. But for me, my favorite is also Takes One to Love One and A Little Bit Wrong. So I'm totally on the same page as you. It's a little bit more artistic. Yeah.
Yes. And that's what I want, you know, and that's kind of a segue. What I wanted to ask you, how have you seen your songwriting as far as elevate where you are right now than where you were, say, 3 years ago?
Well, you know, I think 3 years ago I was just turning 16, and even then I had lived a lot of life. And the thing about my songwriting is it's all based on true experiences.
Right.
And I think just it develops with the wiser you get, the more experiences you're having, you know, where you're living, the kind of people you're meeting that inspire you. So I think just growing a lot and learning a lot on that time, being alone during that time, because, you know, I moved out when I turned 16, so I kind of grew up really fast. I think that's really affected my songwriting to where it is now today, where Takes One to Love One is more about, like, our generation and kind of me and kind of, you know, it's just, it has a deeper meaning now, you know?
You know what, just having a few seconds, actually a few minutes, conversing with you, the vibe that I get from you, you definitely have an old spirit. And what I mean by old spirit, you definitely have that hate Ashbury kind of mentality.
Yeah, I'm really glad you feel that over, that makes me very happy. That's all I want. I think, you know, being an artist, you kind of have to be selfless in a way. You want to make music for other people, and you want to give the world a good message and do something good. So that's all I could really ask for.
Well, how do you find yourself having that? Is it, I don't want to use the term difficult, Can it somewhat sometimes be challenging by being a free spirit, by seeing things in your own way, your own perspective, where it's a lot of times the best way for you to communicate what your thought process is through your music?
Definitely. I mean, if I'm going through something, the only way I can get over it is writing a song about it. And that's just been the only way I've known how to deal with things my entire life. You know, music is the only thing that's been there for me this whole time. You know, throughout friends and family that have gone, who have been there and not been there, I've always had my music.
Now, another song on there that I fell in love with, Falling Out.
Yeah. I love that one. Yeah. You know, that's so good, because a lot of people, they only like the singles. Not with me, but in a typical situation, people are like, oh, the single, they never even listen to the EP. But the reason why I put this EP out is so people could understand that there's a lot of good, different music out there that I want them to enjoy. Yeah.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I find so refreshing about you is that even at this stage of your career and your life, I find you, as far as being willing to challenge yourself, as far as showing such a strong sense of vulnerability through your music. How long did it take for you to get that comfortable as far as sharing so much of yourself through your music?
Well, you know, honestly, it's one of those things that you just have to realize in the beginning. It's either going to be this way or it's not. I'm either going to be real with people or I'm not. And I want to be real with people. I want to be honest with people so they can feel like they can be honest with themselves. I've been at that point in life where, you know, I was in high school and no one liked me and I was a weird girl, and I know how that feels. And I just want people to know that they might look at me and see this beautiful superstar, but deep down, I've been through a lot of the same things they've been through, and I want them to feel like they can rely on me and have me as an artist to have their back, because they have my back. You know, you can't do anything without your fans and without the people that love you.
Right. You know, listening to your entire EP on several occasions, you can sense the vulnerability, the passion, the hurt, the overall journey. And the vibe that I get from it, I don't know, are you familiar or do you remember a group called R.E.M.?
No, I actually don't. I'll have to check that out.
Okay, definitely. They have a song called Everyone Hurts, Everybody Hurts. And I'm bringing that up because, as you said, the experiences that you had to go through where people look at you because they say, well, you're different. And I think it's cool to be different. Can you imagine if everyone was the same? How boring. How lifeless.
Oh, not everyone is like me. Thank God.
As far as the overall EP is concerned, what has you most proud of your work? What are you most proud of?
Well, you know, as far as my career goes, what I'm actually most proud of, you know, people haven't even really got to discover or see it. You know, at the age of 17, I got to record with the 60-piece orchestra at Fox Studio. I had Gary Hay, who did Michael Jackson's arrangements, do my horn arrangements. I had Nathan East on bass. So I've got to work with some of the most legendary musicians in the world. And to do that at such a young age has made me very proud. You know, even though people haven't necessarily got to hear all that music out, it's definitely something to look forward to.
Absolutely. By being such a free spirit, how has that enabled you to remain so grounded and keeping everything in a balance? Because we do have to maintain a balance in our personal life.
Yeah. The thing about life, I've found, is that balance is the most important thing. You can't really live without it. It's so important. So I've just kind of found my own balance and realized that, you know, a lot of people were worried about me. Like my mom, she would say, you know, Maddie, I'm worried about you trying to live this life, finding fame. A lot of people go crazy when they're young. But for me, I'm not really worried about that because I know I have a deeper purpose that I'm really committed to. I know I have a responsibility, and that's making the world a better place. That's inspiring people and loving them and giving them the music that I believe they deserve to hear. So for me, that's kept me incredibly grounded and focused because I care more about that than not being grounded.
Absolutely. Love is the universal language through music. Yes. And it's such a powerful, powerful instrument. Absolutely. Who were some of your influences growing up musically? I have a feeling what I've been told. I know Elvis played a huge influence.
Elvis was my first love. Yes. And Marvin Gaye. I love Marvin Gaye. love Johnny Cash. You know, my dad played a lot of good music growing up, so they were all big inspirations to me.
The Men in Black. Lord have mercy. All right. Johnny Cash. With those two with the teddy bear does forgive you. We are being joined this afternoon with the incredible Matt Noise. Noise Complaint. What made you come up with that particular title for the new EP?
Well, actually, it was I was coming to LA before I moved here for some writing sessions, and I was staying at this hotel called the SLS, which I fell in love with. And I was having a little get together in my room one night, and we got a little bit too loud, and someone knocked on the door, and they said, "Excuse me, ma'am, you have a noise complaint." And I was like, "Oh, that's it. You can save my new name. That's it."
Oh my goodness. Well, let's get into it.
But Noise is my real last name. A lot of people don't know that, but it is my real last name. And it's kind of like Names of Destiny, so it's really cool.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into a little bit of a Destiny from the fantastic EP from the incredible Matty Noise. Of course, Take One to Love One here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Incredible Matty Noise, of course, EP takes one to love one. Noise complaint is definitely a beautiful thing here in the zone of LOTO Radio. You know, it's definitely a challenge being an independent artist. But the great thing about being an independent artist is having complete control, creative control over your work. What has it meant to you to be an independent artist and having that level of control over your music?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, it is a constant battle, and it's definitely not what people think. You know, even to this day, I battle people all the time on having control over my music. It's just, until you make it, you know, you don't always get those choices. So getting to push the songs like Takes One to Love One on the EP was really special to me. That was a big deal for me, because that was kind of me saying, this has to go on whether you guys like it or not. You know, it's not easy, but I definitely haven't reached the point yet to where they fully trust me, even though they should. But I'm working on it every day.
Absolutely. It's definitely a work in progress. I know having that level of, as far as having creative control over your music is very, very important. You know, we have a tendency to be somewhat greedy, and you've definitely blessed us with some, I call it a mango sample of an EP. We definitely love mango. So I wanted to know.
Oh, I love mango.
Okay. What can we expect for the rest of 2017 from Natty Noise?
Wow. Oh, I mean, you guys are going to get a lot. I believe that this year is the year of Natty Noise. So I'm going to be releasing some new music. I'm going to be doing some more videos. And I'm going to be doing some more features. I got a feature with my friend Parson James coming out this month. Got a feature with Mod Sun coming out. So it's just going to be a year of like getting to know people and being creative.
Absolutely, absolutely. For someone, a novice, who has yet to have the pleasure of hearing your EP, which we're doing today to make sure that everyone is aware of your wonderful music, how would you describe yourself as an artist?
You know, I would say that I'm a mix of everything. I'm a girl that loves everything. I'm a girl that's been through everything and enjoys it all. I would say that my personal style is retro pop. It's not that kind of pop that drives you crazy that you can't stand, but it's that kind of pop that will hopefully be around for a long time, that kind of brings back a bit of the old sound, you know, a bit of the stuff that I grew up on and that I love.
I happened to see a video that actually I have to thank my program director getting to me ASAP about a little bit over 2 weeks ago. You did a song, an acoustic version of a song. And to me, what I found so fascinating about it, it was wonderful just to see you, or just to hear you just sing. Because a lot of times artists get into the studio and we have so many things at our disposal to use, the different bells and whistles and everything.
Totally.
Just to see you sit there and just sing, it was incredible to me. What is it like? Let me ask in this way. How therapeutic is it for you when you have an opportunity to sing for people? What does that do for you?
Well, it's funny because a lot of people joke and they say, oh, you know, it's a lot easier for most artists to just do the bubblegum pop route and not sing. But for me, it's actually easier to sing. And my managers laugh. They're like, don't you know that's so hard for so many people? So for me, it's a true blessing because I love to sing. And it's great to do songs like that on the acoustic version, because there are people who like the pop stuff and there are people who really appreciate that down to earth moments where you sing, and you know a song's good if you can do it both ways. So it's really special for me to do it like that.
Absolutely. I want to take it a step further. When you mention someone like Elvis, or matter of fact, as far as Johnny Cash, the reason why, and I'm going to stick with Johnny Cash, because people loved him so much because his music was so relatable. It was relatable. And the vibe that I get from you and your music, that's how you come across, and that's how you want your music to come across, to be relatable.
Definitely.
So, hey, look, I'm 19, but I've lived more than a 19-year-old life.
I've lived more than a lot of people have, yeah.
What have
you
learned,
you know, it's,
from that, from that experience?
I've learned so much, you know. I've learned, above all, you know, how to treat people and how that affects your life. I've learned that life is all about balance, that you have to surround yourself with good people who have good intentions, and that's how you go far. And above all, you have to believe in yourself or no one else will. You have to really, really believe in yourself. And if you can do that, I mean, I'm a walking proof that I believe you can do anything. And there are some people out there in this world who will never get the chance to. So if you're out there and you have a chance to do something incredible, do it for the people who don't have a voice, and do it for the people who can't do it, you know?
Well, you have touched a lot of people, because the feedback on this EP has been incredible.
Yeah.
The feedback.
Well, that's so good to hear.
Oh, absolutely. The response that you've been getting on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, how people have said how much they love your voice, they love the new EP. What does that do for you to see that you've touched so many people with your music?
Well, that's all I want, you know, that makes it all worth it for me, is to see that. Because in one ear, you know, I'm hearing the politics, the label side of it. Oh, you know, it needs to be selling more. Why, you know, they want it all to go. They don't understand when things when things don't go the way they think. Why are more people following you on Instagram? Why are more people buying it? So when I hear people out there that it's just really touching them, that makes me know that those people have great taste, that they are really getting the message. And that's all I could really ask for, because a few years ago, if you would have told me this would have happened, I would have been so happy, and I am so happy now.
Well, my queen, just like when you go to a movie theater, the first thing that when the trailer comes on, it says the audience is listening. We are definitely listening loud and clear.
Yeah.
We love your music. And to all the listeners, be sure to purchase the new EP. It is available everywhere on iTunes, Google Play,
please.
Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always purchase that EP on Amazon. Be sure to catch up with Maddie at www.maddienoise.com. Also on Facebook at Maddie Noise, or Make Noise. Yeah, MakeNoise.com.
Make
and also,
Noise. And
yes, Lord. And on Twitter also on Instagram on Maddie Noise. It has been an honor for me, and I must compliment you. Number one, on the single that's been getting so much airplay, In My Mind, who came up with the cinematography for the video and the concept? Because it was done wonderfully.
Thank you. You know, it was kind of a mix of me and the director. I had a vision. He kind of took my vision and made it doable, because mine was kind of crazy and out there, and it would have cost a lot more money. But, you know,
right.
He really got the brand right. His name's Dan O'Cerny. He's really rising. He did, you know, Chainsmokers, Closer, and he's really rising in the video world right now. So he's incredible.
Well, my love, this is definitely your home. Whatever you need, please don't hesitate to let us know.
Thanks, Teddy Bear. Love you.
Oh, my pleasure, my queen. As far as your tour schedule, when are you going to come out to Texas? We would love to have you here in the studio.
Oh, well, I have to come now. Let's make it happen. Let's set it up.
Okay. We will definitely do that. And to all the many listeners and supporters out there, let's get into it. The new hit single that people are just definitely falling in love with, In My Mind, from the incredible.
Thanks, guys.
Maddie, yes, Lord. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I know I messed it up with every other guy. I swear you're different, and this time I'm gonna try. We can start fresh if you just let go of the past, yeah. I don't get it, cause I don't judge it like that, yeah. Can't just love me, you just gotta love it all, yeah. You try to make me feel like being human's wrong. You got a lot to say about me and my thoughts, where I don't get it, cause I don't judge it like that, yeah. Got me running other places in my mind, in my mind. How could you even say I never try, never try? And you acting like I've been around with every single guy. Got me running other places in my mind, in my mind, yeah. Thought we were stronger, why you doubting all the time? I don't know.
Another place is in